one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Scott, Mike Awesome.
Mike Awesome.
You have a second question for me.
Second question, I'm sorry.
I like this. Ask MikeTonay.com.
No, it's not. It's AskWCW.com, please.
Well, whatever. That's this week.
Brett Carty of St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, with our second question for the professor here on Worldwide, writes in. Here we go. What made you want to become a wrestling announcer, and who were your big influences? Another good question.
Two very, very good questions. Let me think about this for a second. Well, I think like most WCW broadcasters, it was because I was a wrestling fan for so many years. As far as influences go, well, I grew up in Southern California, and the preeminent wrestling announcer of the 1950s and 1960s was Dick Lane. Certainly I was influenced by him.
The Night Train, Dick Lane.
No relation to the football player at all.
No.
In the 70s and 80s, of course, the proliferation of cable around the country, and we all really grew accustomed to the voice of Gordon Solie, the late dean of all the WCW announcers. So I would have to say probably those would be my biggest influences. Scott, did I ever tell you about how I broke into professional wrestling as an announcer?
Not today.
Well, it was great. You know, I was working in Las Vegas and happened to be, well, invited to be the host of a radio program. Went from there, was a national radio show. From there, joined World Championship Wrestling. How about, remember 1994 when Worlds Collide?
Mm-hmm.
What a great pay-per-view that event was. Introduced not only myself, but a lot of the luchadors to a World Championship Wrestling.
Brent, thanks for your question.
You know, and then I was thinking back, remember Steve Mongo McMichael?
Oh.
He used to be on the Nitro broadcast team, but then it was September of 1996 when I replaced Mongo.
Mongo McMichael.
And, you know, in addition to this worldwide broadcast, I'm on Thunder, Nitro, the pay-per-views. How about those internationals that we do every week as well?
International broadcasting here in World Championship Wrestling.
So really, that's it as far as the history goes. Now, other influences, you'd have to consider Tony Schiavone,
yeah.
Being our broadcast colleague.
Of course.
I remember when I was just a young child and watched Tony, and obviously he's been a big influence to me as well.
A young child.
Yes.
Great. So you've got Jimmy Lennon, Ed Whalen, Barry Richards. Who else did you say?
Did I mention Gene Okerlund?
You did not.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mean Gene as well.
Let that be a lesson to you fans and viewers of Worldwide. Don't ask questions of the professor, Mike Tenay.
I thought it was AskMikeTenay.com.
We're going to try and fire that up next week, but when we come back on Worldwide, we're going to have an exclusive review.
2001, the year of the professor.
I think it's the year of the chicken.
It really has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Speaking of a ring, when we come back.
Oh my. Tuesday night, September 24th, 2019, episode 612 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. Closing out the month of September and closing out the era of wrestling as we know it, because we are now just 6 days away from the world changing, so to speak. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Hi everybody, welcome to another edition of The Rant on this Tuesday night. Hope you're enjoying your evening. I am looking at this commercial for Monday Night Raw. We're gonna talk about some of these things that are airing and some of the sounds that you're hearing and things like that, because we've got new sounds, new looks, new everything that's gonna come out next week, and we'll get into that in just a second. But yeah. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we are live on RantEMRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. 954-889... Yeah, we're not there anymore. RantEM Radio 9233, if you want to talk to us on Discord. Well, Tony C. Lots to talk about.
It is.
Lots to talk about.
Breaking news.
And, I mean, just breaking news all over the place. And, of course, the silver one has to call in tardy to the party. So, Tony C, prepare yourself, because you may get disconnected here, to go into the group call. All right, there we go. And as we wait for Tony C to call back in, or is, maybe he's already there. Tony C? Tony C? Tony C? All right, well, with that, we say hello to the silver one.
Good evening.
Of course.
How was you?
You've got some audio problems because you sound like... Good evening.
It sounds like what now?
Good evening. Anyways.
I don't know why that's happening.
Anyways, Tony's...
Who's probably biting on the damn cord?
I know, right?
Gnawing on that cord.
Well... You know, SmackDown is having a hard time trending on Twitter tonight. And I'll tell you why in a second. But,
Big fish to fry going on Twitter.
Very large fish. But anyways...
Orange fish.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about a lot of things, a lot of wrestling news today as we prepare for what is going to be a very interesting 7 days to come. Or not 7, but 10 days, because, you know, really the fun starts next Monday in Phoenix, Arizona. And damn it, I just realized I didn't DVR the Connors and the premiere of Mixish. You know?
Oh, crap. Because I missed both of them tonight.
Well, I'll go back and watch it on Hulu.
Me too.
You know, I'll watch it tomorrow. But yeah, because, you know, I got to see that, what's going on with Mark Paul Gosselaar. And,
you get to work next to Tika Thompson, so.
What happened to Ike Barinholtz? He was in the original commercials.
Right.
Well, he was doing an animated series on Fox. So. Anyways. So, Tony C, let's start with you. What's been going on with you these last 7 days?
Nothing too much, really.
Still convalescing, of course.
You know, taking it easy. Getting, observing, you know. Daytime television. You know, the ins and the outs.
I believe Phil called you out. Yesterday for
Philip Rea had a disparaging comment about me,
about your viewing habits,
watching The View, and because Bob Iger was on there and I was taking interest and they was up there licking Bob Iger, kissing Bob Iger's ass like he's the one, the goose that laid the golden egg. And like he's the boss, man. Everybody know Mickey is the real boss for that facility over there. That outfit, as they would call it. Mickey is the surfer. I don't know if you watch The Wire.
I don't watch The Wire.
Mickey Mouse is the Marlo. Avon Barksdale. The outfit, and man, it was just a love fest up down the stage. Oh Bob! Like, yo, we know if it weren't for the mouse, none of y'all would be up here.
Well, I posted something on Facebook, on my personal Facebook page, the other day. Regarding the mouse, and I have a theory, a conspiracy theory, that is. I believe the other big rat in entertainment, that's Charles Entertainment Cheese, I believe he's the illegitimate son of Mickey Mouse. He's the bastard son of Mickey because, you know, he had an affair with another rat. And you know, it all makes sense because after what seems to have been 70 or 80 years, how is it that Mickey has not married Minnie? Minnie won't marry his ass because he cheated on her, as she found out.
Or is it that Mickey won't marry Minnie because, you know, if they split up, he'll want to give her half? See what I'm saying?
Probably make her sign a prenup.
Could you imagine splitting half of the Disney
Empire
portfolio?
Well, listen, you take Epcot, I'll take Animal Kingdom. You know, that's how it would go. It would go to something like that, you know.
Nah, you know what? Many will end up in a turpentine.
Well, yeah.
Hello, this is Robert.
Mr. Iger, it's Goofy over here at Mickey Mouse's office.
Oh, jeez. Goofy, is everything okay?
He'd like to speak with you.
But he's calling me?
He's calling you.
Is he okay?
Please hold.
Okay.
Hey, Chipper.
Sir, how are you?
How's the vacation going?
Vacation, sir?
Taking lots of pictures? Hey, can I see them on your Facebook page? Maybe you could shoot me one or two over on the ferry. You got my number, right?
No,
hey,
sir.
Hey, you and Willow having lots of vacation sex?
No, sir, I'm not on vacation. I'm in the office.
Really?
Yes.
Just because you're sitting behind the desk doesn't mean you're not on vacation!
Sir,
there you go.
That's what I'm saying. That mouse needs to be props need to be given to him. And number and another thing I want to talk about, the mouse needs to give a bailout plan to his illegitimate son, Double A, talking about
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yeah, because they say they're in trouble. So if that is his pops, he needs to go on, you know, help him out. They need to put some Chuck E. Cheese's in Disney World or something.
Well, you know that I did some research.
Okay.
And apparently Mickey was pissed that his son, his illegitimate son, got into a separate business and not the family business, so to speak. So he wanted to put his son out of business and open his own Chuck E. Cheese, his own chain of entertainment centers, family entertainment centers, but they failed miserably.
Called Mickey.
Club Mickey. It was Club Mickey or Club Disney or something like that. And that was under the Michael Eisner era.
Wow. So I'm just saying, you know, if you look at what's going on, you know, out here in the world, Mickey could help his brother, you know, his little son out.
Boy, could you imagine talking about a rat in the street? Could you imagine Chucky out there with a cup in his hand?
That's what I'm saying. It might be about to get hit that point.
Oh man! But anyways,
and
go ahead.
And I just want to say one more. I just got a couple more of the housekeeping issues. Tekashi 6ix9ine, right, snitching on everybody. And I sent Double A that and Lee and Phil that picture. Him telling on damn Mad Dog.
On Mad Dog. told on everybody.
Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching on everybody. Wouldn't it be funny if he the whistleblower that they talking about Tolo Trump?
It's possible.
Now that I think about it. I just thought about that.
Could you imagine Wolf trying to pronounce that name?
Oh my god, yeah. Breaking news. Takashi 6ix9ine.
Oh man.
Oh my god. That's the second thing. The third thing, I just want to say, they finally got my dog today. They finally say they can't take it no more.
They finally served him a big helping bowl of impeachment
impeachment in heavy syrup or something like that.
Impeachment pie.
I was about to say cling impeachments in heavy syrup.
In heavy syrup. On Del Monte.
Oh, man.
And any of y'all that didn't watch the news conference, Grandma Nancy was pissed. And it's about to get real around here. So.
She was acting like Joe Clark there.
Yep. There's only one. It's only one. There's only one rule around here. This is not a democracy. And I just want to say...
The HCIC. What's the HCIC? The head cracker in charge.
The head cracker in charge, yes. And I just want to say...
Redneck.
I just want to say, if y'all better get ready. There'll be a whole bunch of CNN gonna break the news again.
Uh-huh.
There'll be a whole bunch of hearings during y'all work days.
You know what? And my mom, okay, was out of the country for a couple of weeks, and she came back, not this past Sunday, but the previous Sunday. And apparently last week, it had to have been last week. You know, I guess after 500 years, Victor Newman on The Young and the Restless was killed off. And I found out about it through the news and this and that. And I said, you know what? My mom watches The Young and the Restless every so often. I'm going to DVR it, the latest episode, so that she could catch up and see what's going on. It won't be the episode where he died or the funeral or anything, but at least it'll give her an idea of what happened. She goes to the DVR the day I DVR the episode, and she goes, says, "Hey, there's no Young and the Restless here." And I go, and I said, "What are you talking about? It's right there." He goes, no. The first 30 minutes of it is a Trump press conference. So I go and I look, and CBS broke into programming for 30 minutes of The Young and the Restless on, like, last Thursday, I think, to talk about something Trump was talking about. I don't know what.
President of school had interrupted.
Interrupted 30 minutes of CBS airtime. And quite possibly a big development in the Victor Newman saga on The Young and the Restless.
And Phil Ray accused me of watching Quincy. I did not watch Quincy, sir.
No, he said The Rockford Files.
The Rockford Files. I'm sorry. It was The Rockford Files. I do watch ER.
I was going to say Hill Street Blues, but...
Or St. Elmo's... St. Elsewhere.
St. Elsewhere.
Get it right. So, I just want to say...
Oh, man.
The next couple months, y'all better get y'all DVRs ready. There should be some hearings, and people going to start going to jail if they don't cooperate.
There it is. There's your Saint.
There it is. With Denzel Washington on the TV series.
Oh, man. Anyways.
In Double A.
Yes.
I just want to say one thing. The first time, I can't wait till I see one of these witnesses or something that don't cooperate. I want to see them locked up. Walk. I want to see them do the perk walk.
They don't got the heart to do it. I mean, they should have did it months ago with a lot of people.
But in the inquiry, you can't play them games, because if you lie and do all that perjury, you go to jail.
But supposed to go to jail if you lie to Congress.
Yeah, but I
guess that's commonplace.
I guess it's different.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
One more thing. That Uncle Tom police officer here in Orlando that arrested them 2 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got fired.
Were they black or white?
Of course they were black. He a Uncle Tom because he was black.
What was the reason for arresting 2 6-year-olds?
They threw a tantrum tantrum. They was acting like they 6 years old.
And
so I just want to say,
go ahead. You forgot one other thing. Proved Tony C. wrong this past week.
Oh, yeah.
And I found one black person in Family Ties.
He found a freaking token on the episode of Family Ties that probably never aired.
If it never aired, never mind. I'm not going to get into it with you.
You're right. If it never aired, how
do you get the picture?
Filed.
Exactly.
You doctored that footage. It's 2019, though. Like, you probably digitally imposed him. Now that I think about it. What episode was that?
I don't know. It was a random picture that I found.
So you just scurrying through Family Ties episode looking for brothers?
No, it actually came across my YouTube.
And then you screen capped it?
I screenshotted it and sent it to you.
In regards to that Uncle Tom, we don't play them games in Orlando. You go to Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, places like that, Georgia somewhere. We don't play them games. We don't arrest 6-year-olds. I'm just saying. We got a good reputation here. We don't want to be known as backwards. You know, Mississippi burning type situation.
There's a mouse in power in your city, so.
Yeah, he run the show a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We let him do his thing, and he let us do our thing. We don't bother.
Well, let's talk about some other things going on in the world, and we'll talk about.
Nobody wants to know about my life.
Oh, wait a minute! I'll get there in 1 second. I started the keto diet.
What the hell?
It is a high-fat, high-protein diet where you eliminate carbs. So basically, you take a burger and you throw the bun out and you eat everything else. I'm dying, man, because I've got no energy. I'm full. I feel constipated. And because the other day, for lunch, you know what I had for lunch? Nothing else but 5 pork chops.
So you mean on this diet I can go get a double cheeseburger from Denny's?
As long as you take out the bun.
Just eat the cheese and the meat?
Eat everything else except the bread.
With a fork?
With a fork, of course. Well, if you want to eat it with your hands, that's up to you.
maybe put it between 2 pieces of lettuce.
That too.
Hell no.
My burger today from Five Guys came between 2 pieces of lettuce. But yeah. And what it does is it turns the fat in your body into the sugar it turns the fat in your body into the sugar that used to be in your body that gave you the energy to operate. But let me tell you, I started this yesterday and it's rough. You get to eat whatever you want within reason. Like, you can eat as much bacon as you want, for example.
So, okay, if you order a pizza,
you have to scrape everything off the crust.
You might as well just get a cheese stick and dip it in some sauce.
Pretty much, because this diet is, you're supposed to eat like cheese and things that bind you up.
So you boo boo all day?
Oh my god!
You had a run like smoking.
Let me tell you something. You know what it sounds like when you take a bucket of water and just pour it in the toilet?
Yep.
Okay, that's all I have to say. So, but yeah. So what about you, Surfer? You follow that?
Well, I've had mouth pain for the last 5 days.
Is that because you ate something from that free promo you applied for yesterday?
No, it's something in my teeth. I'm going to see a dentist in the morning. And, it comes and goes. been sucking down talent as often as I can.
So your chompers are
so the left side of my face, yeah.
Maybe you got a cavity. It could be very simple.
This would be the first one I've ever had if I do have one.
You think you got a cavity after 65 years?
Yeah, I've never had a cavity in my life.
Well, I've only had one. Yeah, that
No, because last time I got my teeth checked. Got my teeth.
When was the last time
you had? They were surprised I had no cavities.
When was the last time you had your? When was the last time you had teeth checked? 1977.
Yeah, right.
No, when was it?
It was a couple years ago.
Sir, have you ever had a prostate exam?
No.
Why not? You should.
Why not? You at that age.
You're at that age. You're supposed to get it every year.
Well, I go to the doctor. They never say, let me check, so.
They'll never say, let me check.
They don't want to violate the silver one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why yes, Silver Surfer. Why don't you bend all over and let's check that colon. Check your oil real quick.
I had a colonoscopy a couple years ago.
How is it that they give you a colonoscopy and not check your prostate?
I'm in that club.
When was the last time you had an enema? Hey.
That's a double-edged knife. Why the hell they give you a colonoscopy?
Because I'm over 50, so I got one done.
But you're over 35. You're supposed to get a prostate after 35.
Well, I got one after 50.
Come on, Surfer. Let me check that oil.
I did see Rambo Friday.
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
Yeah, that shit was quite tunish. That violence at the end.
What'd you expect?
It's 2019. You think it was going to be the same Rambo from the 80s?
Let me tell you.
First of all, I don't even know why it was called Rambo. Because other than them trying to act like he had still had some PTSD. Showing little Vietnam flashbacks. There's nothing Rambo-ish about it.
I was trying to keep Sylvester Stallone busy, I think.
So
and, you know, they seem to drop the fact that he's supposed to be part Native American.
I learned, after watching Creed the other day, that they're developing, that they're in talks of developing not only a Rocky TV series...
Oh my God.
That would be a prequel to the first Rocky movie, but that they're actually, and not Creed 3, no.
Well, he wants to do another Rocky movie.
They're doing another Rocky movie.
What for? What the hell? He's coming out of retirement?
And I don't know, he gets stuck in, the plot was Rocky befriends an illegal and gets deported with him to Mexico. That's the plot. So Rocky's stuck in Mexico,
And he trains him to fight?
He trains him to fight in Mexico, I guess.
Oh, my God, bro. This is ridiculous. Or he could fight. He could always fight Ivan Drago again.
God almighty. Get Spider Rico, you know?
Duke could put it on in a matter of a week. It'll be the biggest fight in the history.
He's just reduced to those three franchises: Rocky, Rambo.
Don't forget about the Expendables.
Yeah, that's the third one. And then they talk. He wants to do a Tango and Cash. Either another. I don't know if a sequel or a TV show.
I do love Tango and Cash. It's one of my favorite movies. Jim Chase.
And I heard talks of him doing Cobra.
Cobra? Say that name again.
Cobra.
Yeah, that's not what you said the first time.
Okay.
Like the Biff. King Cobra. They're going to name it after the Biff this time. Oh my God, Joe.
I mean, maybe he should do the sequel to Pink Cadillac.
Old Lion against Old Lion.
At this point, they should just combine the Karate Kid and Rocky and see what happens.
Rocky Kid.
The Rocky Kid, exactly.
The Rocky Kid. Old Lion against Old Lion. Letting it go in Tokyo.
Oh, man.
They're going to go get Duke to put on the fight.
Oh, yeah. You know, Torrance in the chat room, you just reminded me, they're doing a New Jack City remake.
Oh, I heard about that reboot.
And I also saw that there was they're doing a Silver Surfer movie.
Well, that because, you know, Marvel got the rights.
Yeah. Well, you know, are you waiting for them to call you?
Yeah.
They got it paid for the rights.
Yeah.
You're waiting for
They're talking about doing a Princess Bride remake.
You're waiting for a payday surfer.
They are upset over that. I mean, people are losing their minds.
Certain franchises just got to let them die. See,
what people don't realize, people see things when they're children, right? And it leaves an impression on them. So when they get older and they get in the business, they go back to what they loved as a child and want to redo it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That's why I don't know if I'm going to be able to stomach this new Saved by the Bell.
Well, what about the Punky Brewster?
I have to see the plot a little bit more than.
Why don't we get a Different Strokes where instead of the main dying, right?
There's only one person left from that show.
No. Listen. Okay, in this situation, instead of the maid dying and the rich person adopting her kids, the rich person dies and leaves his rich kids under the care of the maid.
And the rich people are black? This time? Why a black man can't adopt two white kids? Like,
no, in 2019, it would be a gay man adopting
two illegal immigrants. Yeah, that's true. So, that show wouldn't get a pilot.
And of course, this coming Wednesday is the season premiere of South Park, and given the news of what happened today, you know, South Park is notorious for burning the midnight oil and creating new episodes in the course of 24 hours.
Oh, Saturday Night Live gonna tear that mouth out Saturday. So, this is premiere week, people.
It is premiere week. That means a lot of TV shows are premiering. Next week, of course, wrestling has premieres galore, and we're going to talk about that.
Who spoke up the season premiere of Raw last week? Who said it?
Well, let's start. Let's start with Monday Night Raw.
Coming?
Well, let's start with Monday Night Raw as we talk some wrestling, okay? Because there's a lot of things to go over, okay? Let's start with first, both Raw and SmackDown are getting facelifts, new logos, new sets, new theme songs as well. And we already know what the new theme song to Raw is. And actually, I've had a chance to listen to it.
We're going off the line.
No. Here, it's called Legendary from the band Skillets. Skillet, sorry. Here's a little bit of that. We'll be right back. And that's for Raw. Okay song. I have to see it with a WWE TV edit, you know. The next song for SmackDown, I know for a fact, okay, that WWE did not pick this song.
Fox did.
Fox picked it out, and Fox paid for it. The song is 30 years old. Are You Ready by AC/DC? Let me, where is it? Here we go. Hold on, we got to find a better quality for this. Hold on, because that sounded terrible. Here we go. The new SmackDown theme song. I don't know.
They could use the old one.
What, the one that they have now?
Nope. I'm talking about the one from 20 years ago.
Oh.
Now, stuff like that, you can always bring back.
Why aren't they using a
Well, supposedly they're going to bring back the SmackDown Fist. So, we'll see. So what were you saying?
They're not using their regular Fox sports theme for the intro to SmackDown.
Give me a break.
Oh.
That's right. I mean, you know, they do it for every other sporting event.
I don't know. The Raw's theme song is okay. SmackDown, need some work. But yeah, the graphics all going to be updated. New logos, possibly new announcers.
If they're having the season premiere of SmackDown and Raw, that means we get season finales as well.
Maybe. And the return of Pyro comes this coming Monday on Raw. So
Pyro is paying for it. They might as well bring it back.
A Pyro to WWE television comes back.
Period.
So yeah. So let's talk about this while they're promoting SmackDown, because it is the final SmackDown on the USA Network. Yeah. And
what are they gonna put in the spot? Chris Chrisley show?
Probably Chris Chrisley. NXT though will air. We'll talk about NXT here in a second, but SmackDown moves to Fox next Friday, 8 o'clock, on your local Fox affiliate in your city. Monday Night Raw next Monday, live from Phoenix, Arizona. Season premiere, possibly we'll have new announcers. Report is, there's a rumor going around that it could be Vic Joseph and Dio Madden on the call. And if you don't know who they are, just watch 205 Live, because Dio Madden's a new voice in the WWE. Vic Joseph has been around for a couple of years now.
And where's Michael Cole going?
I have no clue.
Probably he's supposed to be going to SmackDown with Corey Graves.
Maybe. And it's supposed to be, supposedly, we're being told that it could be a two-man booth.
Right, and Renee is going to...
backstage.
She's going to do the FS1 show.
She's going to do the studio show.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Followed by that comes on after Christine Leahy's show.
Now, what happens to 205 Live? Well, as of right now, 205 Live will move to Friday nights starting next week. That's the report. We'll get confirmation on that in about 15 minutes when 205 Live hits the air.
So they're not killing it?
They're not going to kill it initially, but the people behind the production of NXT are also responsible for the production and the creative of 205 Live. So we'll have to see what happens. Now, let's talk about NXT, because NXT debuted this past Wednesday on the USA Network for 1 hour. This tomorrow will be 1 hour on the 1 hour on the USA Network. Hour two will be on the WWE Network. But on October 2nd, a week from Wednesday, the full 2 hours will air on the USA Network as it goes head-to-head with AEW Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Hold on to your
hat. Hang on to your hats.
With Tony Schiavone.
You mentioned Tony Schiavone, so I'm going to play something here if you give me a second. I just saw it on my Twitter machine.
Mandy Rose on the cover.
Cody Rhodes, you can go to hell. Straight to hell.
So here we go. This is Tony Schiavone in the AEW Control Center talking to Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF.
We do understand that standing by from his home in the Hamptons is Maxwell Jacob Freeman, MJF. MJF, do I call you M? Maxwell?
Oh, my God. Tony Schiavone, you old fossil. Is that you? This is nuts. All right, tell me. And don't lie, you old coot. Who helped you escape out of the old nursing home?
All right. Thanks for your time. We want to talk a little bit about your matchup coming up in the debut of AEW.
Yeah, whatever, Tony. Hey, tons of fun. Can you come over here real quick?
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. How thoughtful. You hold on to that, pal.
Appreciate it. What were you saying, Tony?
You will go one-on-one against Brandon Cutler.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, he said Brandon Cutler. Oh, give me a second. Wait. Who am I?
Huh? You guys gave me a contract? Oh, thank you so much.
Wait. So I'm wrestling the Young Bucks' favorite. That's what's... Okay, you know what? I'm going to calm myself down. Okay. You know what? I'm being rude. I am. I'm truly being rude. And that's not me. I'm salt of the earth. Brandon, you're a really good person. You're a really good guy. But that's the thing, right? You're just a guy. You're just an average, run-of-the-mill guy with an average-looking, run-of-the-mill wife and some average-looking, run-of-the-mill snot-nosed brats. You realize that's why everybody's rooting for you, right? It's not because you're some incredible talent. I mean, you're good, but you're no MJF.
Now, it goes on and on and on. I like MJF. I wish he wasn't in AEW, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. So, it was confirmed. The TV show is called Dynamite.
And who's announcing again?
Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, and Excalibur.
Okay.
So.
They're doing throwback announcing a little bit. Jim Ross and Schiavone ain't been together, what, since
25 years? The last time they were together was 1991, I believe. Or 92, something like that. So. Oh, well, finally, SmackDown is the number 3 trend in the world.
What's the number 1 and 2?
Number 1 is This Is Us, and number 2 is Impeach Trump. Number 4, hold on, let me see.
Did somebody say peach?
Number 4 is Flabana. 5 is hashtag impeachment. 6 is hashtag empire. 7, Pence. 8, Pelosi.
What an asshole he is.
So,
you know why he's trending, right?
Why is he trending?
Empire was on tonight.
No, they probably just, you know.
I think it was on tonight. I think it might be on now.
No, I don't think it's on.
Maybe. Okay, there's an island up there.
Can you check if see if this is season premiere or watching?
Empire is on right now, yes.
It's the season premiere?
Yes.
On a Tuesday?
Well, everything's changed now that
they got all
SmackDown.
Don't blame SmackDown. SmackDown's on Friday night.
That takes away a couple of hours for programming.
That's on Friday night.
On Friday night when it's usually reserved for Master Chef.
Exactly.
Right, but anyway.
Why would Empire move to Tuesday?
I thought we were talking about the asshole Pence.
No.
Go ahead.
So, there's an island up there in Michigan, and they banned cars from, like, the beginning. Like, you can't drive a car in there. And even, like, when Ford visited that island, he came in a horse and buggy. But here come Mike Pence, 8 SUVs driving on the island. Car's not supposed to go on there.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way,
somebody who, when these people claim they care about traditions and everything, so they don't care about the tradition of this one place that banned cars. You're not supposed to drive a car on there over there.
So basically, what you're saying is surprising that somebody in that administration is full of shit.
No, I'm not surprised. Just they, you know,
shouldn't be
because they haven't held the Orange Daddy accountable for his criminal activity. Now, Whitey Pence thinks he can get away with things.
What's the line from your boy and that famous line from Doctor Strange? Bill always comes due. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep that in mind. That applies to everything in life. You get by, but you don't get away. So. And one thing about a house of cards, all it takes is one of them cards to fall.
When SmackDown comes back on the air, I want you guys to look at your TV and you tell me we're getting a report that SmackDown appears different because WWE could be testing on new TV cameras for next week right now.
It didn't look live when I first turned it on.
That's what people are saying.
It looks filmed.
That's what they're saying. That's what people are saying, that it looked filmed. It says Tuesday night's production did indeed seem to have a difference in frame rate. Upon closer examination, the sports are typically presented at 60 frames per second, and SmackDown appeared to be much slower this week. The technical information during the broadcast on various streaming platforms advertise 60 frames per second, but this show clearly was not set to that rate.
Brock Lesnar. This is going to be Brock Lesnar's first match in 15 years.
And look at these new and now these are the brand new graphics, by the way, for SmackDown that they're debuting tonight. The ones that were debuted last week are not the official graphics. Now these are the new ones. It's okay.
I think Becky needs to lose that belt and Sasha and Bayley need to have both of the belts. And they could be a two-woman power trip.
So we're going to see what Shane McMahon does here with his legal team.
Eric Bischoff in the back.
Yeah, a little bit. Dr. Harvey Schiller.
Dr. Schiller. You can't fire me.
Mr. Schiller. Dr. Schiller.
Because I have attorneys.
He goes, no. So you think you could run around WCW firing people at whim? From my understanding, Harvey, is that yes, I can. That's one of those promos I could recite verbatim.
I could recite the one where you got fired. You can't fire me, and you know it.
That's the one where JJ came in for the first
time. We have attorneys. Oh, you talking about when he bought back JJ?
And yeah.
You talking about walking around in your older eater?
Yeah. His feet. I don't want to walk around in his shoes because his feet stink. And there's no odor eaters in the world that could take that smell away. Yeah, he would say some shit like that.
Mean Gene. Oh! Look at that.
I always love Mean Gene's. Wait a minute! Alright, hold on. We're gonna. I'm queuing up the audio, but of course we're waiting. There's a delay in the feed, but anyways, I'm queuing it up just in case something happens.
Let's see. They're gonna have a match on the premiere episode of SmackDown.
No, they're gonna offer him a raise or some shit like that.
If he loses, Shane got the leash. Let's see.
So he's talking about spending millions of dollars
in litigation. I hate people like that. He's just being tied up in litigation.
That's right.
Yeah, Tony, see, you wouldn't do anything like that.
What? Keep me tied up in litigation?
Keep somebody else tied up in litigation.
Hey, man, if I got to get what I want.
Sometimes you do what you got to do.
That's right.
That's why the courts are in place, Surfer.
Appeal, appeal, appeal.
I mean, Surfer, you wouldn't take...
You've been wrong.
You would take somebody to court if they didn't take one of your coupons or something? Yeah, they denied you your birthday burger at Red Robin.
Yeah, right. Listen, so Tony C, would you take it to the Supreme Court so you can see Uncle Thomas?
If I had to,
would you lose your mind if you had to stand in front of Uncle Thomas
and see if I can party with old Brett and Squee and the boys?
All right, let's
see if I can go have a drink with him.
Let's see what. So Shane offered to reinstate him, drop the fine, and give him his job back. So let's pipe this audio up here.
You're a real idiot, you know that? Shane, you don't get it. You know, this lawsuit stuff, the thought of the courtroom and the lawyers, it actually makes me sick. In fact, the only thing that makes me sicker is the thought of you back there in our locker room, because you don't belong there. I can't stand the thought of ever being in the same locker room as you. And that is what this lawsuit has always been about. It's not about money. No, it's about getting under your skin. It's about gaining leverage over you and ultimately getting what I've wanted since the beginning of this entire thing. Really, honestly, what everyone has wanted for so long. And that is to see your ass get fired.
So what are you proposing, Kevin? Let's hurry up.
You want my decision? How about we settle this the best way I know how? You and I, one final match. You win, you get what you want. I drop the lawsuit, I stay fired, and you never see me again. But I win, you're gone from WWE.
What's the catch? What's the catch, Kevin?
There's no catch. Oh, but the only thing is, I don't want this to be a regular match. No, I think we need a match that gives me the chance to hurt you as badly as I've wanted to hurt you these past few weeks. And I want you to have the same opportunity when it comes to me. You know, this situation has been hanging over my head for so long, and for years, we have all heard you and your family talk about climbing the corporate ladder, right? So why don't we do this? Let's have your fancy little lawyers write the documents up. Let's put them in that briefcase. And let's literally hang the fate of our careers over our heads. And let's have ourselves a ladder match.
Wow.
Becky, you helped even the odds tonight, but in less than 2 weeks, you're facing Sasha Banks inside Hell in a Cell. Now, as Sasha already pointed out, she's fought in a Hell in a Cell match before, so do you think this gives her the advantage?
Sasha better hope that it gives her the advantage, because what is Sasha? What is Sasha without getting a head start on me? What is Sasha without her lapdog Bailey helping her out? What is she without a steel chair handy? The way that I...
Of course, Sasha's kicking the hell out of... Becky backstage, and of course there's Kayla Braxton running like hell again from another skirmish.
Anyway. I just want to say they just had to do a ladder match 20 years later after that King of the Ring ladder match. Double, I know you remember that one.
Of course.
With it was some shenanigans. Somebody pulling that briefcase. So, Shane McMahon ain't never lost the ladder match with the company on the line.
Nope. So yeah, we'll see. I'm gonna just queuing up 205 live in case they say something. All right. So that's that. All right, that was the final. That was the final SmackDown on the USA Network.
Followed by episode of
what is this show called? This is a show called
Treadstone, right? You know, Sneak Preview.
Yeah,
Treadstone.
A commercial-free episode of Treadstone. I don't know who the hell wants to watch this, but okay.
Well, don't y'all like the Bourne Identity series?
Hell no.
No.
And there we go. The WWE on Fox Twitter just said, and now it's our turn. We take over the reins of SmackDown starting next Friday, because they just officially changed the logo, so to speak.
Wow. You know, if they want to really
it's going to be
ratings for next Friday.
It is going to be interesting to see this next week, let me tell you.
You know how they could blow up the ratings for next Friday?
How?
Sign Antonio Brown to SmackDown.
Well, he's If he's without a job, that's true. But anyways, so where do we go from here? Last night on Monday Night Raw, which I thought was a very good show, we found out that next week on Raw, we're going to have a Universal title match between Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio, Miz TV with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. Brock Lesnar will be on the show, and probably to have words about Kofi Kingston, and more. And we're going to see more from The Fiend, which this week he attacked Braun Strowman. And, oh my God, Seth Rollins sold the character last night excellently. When The Fiend was stalking him, Seth was like screaming because he was shitting his pants. Like that.
He was cowering.
He was cowering in the corner.
2 weeks in a row.
It was really good. It was so well done.
But I heard they botched it after the cameras went off.
Well, they had a dark match because they've been wrestling around the circuit, so.
And it's on YouTube.
Yeah. So.
Right. But, you know, the light go out, so The Fiend supposedly disappear, but they said everybody can see him running down the aisle.
Well, there's video of him coming out from under the ring and things like that, so. I mean, it's. You know. It is what it is. Let's see what's going on over here on 205 Live.
Humberto Carrillo takes on Angel.
Humberto Del Rio, what?
No, Humberto Carrillo.
Oh.
He's a cruiserweight. Not a cruiserweight, he's a guy on 205 Live. Well, yeah, he's a cruiserweight.
And he's bringing back Matt Hardy and make him try to drop weight. Come Mattitude.
No, they need Christian to borrow Kurt Angle's chicken suit again. Hey, that's my chicken suit. That's right, 224. Or what did he say? I don't remember what kind of bullshit he said that in that promo.
Matt Hardy, no, he used to go out of his way to try to be the cruiserweight champion. I just love that. I didn't watch Raw last night. I was going back and forth.
There was some good stuff. I enjoyed the show pretty much.
I mean, I know it was a quote-unquote season finale.
Yeah.
Of Monday Night Raw. I watched, actually, CBS has a good Monday lineup. I was very intrigued for the first time.
Yeah.
And then I watched the show All Rise with my girl from Luke Cage. That's my boo. And, Monday Night Raw ain't got nothing on her.
Well, I don't know. Carmella won the 24/7 championship last night. And Renee Young had a very clever line. And,
I've been involved with Corey Graves.
Yes. Renee just, the minute she won the title, Renee just, now Graves gets to consummate his relationship. And then Corey was like, does this mean my life is going to get complicated now?
Oh my God.
It was very funny. I laughed during that segment. Let me see
what you mean. What am I talking about? Do you think he got the pinner for 3 seconds yesterday?
There was that. Did if he pinned it, where was the referee when he pinned her for 3 seconds?
But it does give those chicks, you know, and the dudes something to do.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you think he feels with his woman running around with R-Truth all the time?
Ah, well.
But how you get him is how you lose. He hoard around, you know, on his wife, so. You never heard that saying, sir?
Of course I have.
There you go. So you know.
All right.
So we got to pull double duty next week?
We might even have to do triple duty, but we'll see. I mean, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will probably cover the post-show aspect of SmackDown. So speaking of that, let's talk about what's going to happen next week. Next week, we're going to have a 90-minute episode of The Rant. We're not going to do a full 2 hours. We're going to just have a standard show. We'll talk about what happened on Raw. Prepare for what's going to happen on SmackDown. And we'll be back on the air Wednesday night at 10 o'clock following AEW and NXT. Now, last Wednesday, NXT debuted on USA Network. Was a very good show. Very good show.
Was Velveteen on there?
He was. He wrestled in the main event of the first hour. He wrestled in the USA main event. Because there was a main event on the WWE Network hour. But Velveteen Dream lost the North American Championship to Roderick Strong. And now the Undisputed Era has all the gold in NXT.
And they're a face stable or heel?
They're a heel stable.
So Velveteen Dream is a face?
He's kind of a face, yeah.
Oh.
Not a full face, but he's kind of a face. And then, of course, the main event on... we saw in the second hour during the WWE Network hour the return of Leo Rush to competition.
I heard about that.
And he wrestled Oney Lorcan in what was a very good match. Candice LeRae became the number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship. She'll face Shayna Baszler this coming Wednesday for the NXT Women's Championship. Then next Wednesday, Adam Cole, I believe, defends the NXT Championship against somebody, probably the Velveteen Dream. I don't know, because he was the number one contender. Also, the main event of the first hour, or the second hour, I should say, was Killian Dane versus Matt Riddle in a street fight. The street fight quickly got out of hand and involved everybody. And it was just a big old Pier 6 brawl. Was a great way to close out NXT on Wednesday night. This Wednesday,
Triple H went into the crowd.
Triple H, he opened the show.
Right, he opened the show, and then he hung out in the crowd, you know, because he's one with the peoples. Mm-hmm.
And then, so we're going to see. We're definitely going to see. Now, I want to talk about the reaction of NXT on the USA Network. Was positive. They had 1.1 million viewers, which is, you know, almost on par with like Raw and SmackDown. When Raw and SmackDown does about 2 million, this did about 1.1. And the average episode of Impact Wrestling, which I'm going to talk about Impact in a second, Impact Wrestling did 150,000 viewers, to give you a perspective. Okay? Kenny Omega, one of the vice presidents of AEW, put down the entire 205 NXT roster, and basically said that if you want to see real stars and not just a bunch of developmental talent, tune into AEW on October 2nd. Last I checked, everybody, shots fired. I think it was distasteful. Not only is there established talent in NXT with everybody in the Undisputed Era, you know, because let me tell you something. with Adam Cole alone, and actually Roderick Strong as well, with those two, okay, those are two people that have done something that you have never done, Kenny Omega. Roderick Strong and Adam Cole both have been world champions, and you have never been a world champion. Now you can say,
that's going to change.
Now you can say what you want that, you know, you could be a great wrestler and not be a world champion. Just look at Roddy Piper. Well, Roddy Piper's in a league of his own, number one. And,
Piper!
Kenny is just,
flashback.
Kenny is quickly, if you read Twitter, the fan base that Kenny Omega once had is slowly turning on Kenny. They're souring on Kenny. They don't like him anymore. He's become too much of a prick and too much of a DB, just like the Young Bucks. And this doesn't help AEW's brand. And this guy's a VP.
Did you call somebody a douchebag, Double A?
Yes, I did.
A bag of douche.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you just better get ready to strap in for next week, man.
I know, next week's going to be a busy week. And then, of course, we have, you know, it's funny. Next week, get this. Well, it's going to be busy in general, but here's how the schedule works out. Monday is the season premiere of Monday Night Raw. October 2nd is the premiere of Impact on Access TV. Wednesday, AEW Dynamite and NXT. Friday, SmackDown on USA. Or on Fox, I mean. And Sunday, Hell in a Cell.
Why do these wrestling titles have to have such violent tendencies in their names? Why can't we have some nice and simple?
Like what?
Like
Gentleman's
Brawl.
You still just want to see a good old fashioned episode of All American Wrestling, hosted by Vince McMahon.
That's right. All Star Championship. Everything is like. They might as well name one of the shows "Get Your Ass Kicked Wrestling."
With an Oriental.
Well, here's the thing. The name Nitro, and I'm going to give a brief.
That's an explosive.
I'm going to give a brief history lesson. The name Nitro was created by TNT, okay? Because they had a block of programming called TNT Nitro. Part of that block was WCW Monday Nitro.
Followed by
a movie and then a replay, usually.
Or
Thunder in Paradise. Now, TNT, of course, there's some nitro in TNT, nitroglycerin. But there's also TNT in Dynamite.
Yep.
And that's why they went with the name Dynamite. I don't know who came up with the name. I would venture to say it was a confab between AEW and Turner executives. But when I found out that was confirmed this week, because that had been rumored for months, but when I found out that it was confirmed this week, I kind of just said they couldn't do better than that.
TNT.
And then just get something more original.
Ain't that an AC/DC song too?
Yeah, TNT is also an AC/DC song. But I doubt they'll cough up that kind of money.
They ain't got it right now.
You know?
So what's going to follow
up this
episode of AEW Dynamite? What's going to be next?
I don't know. Let's see. What's on TNT right now?
Book of Eli.
On TNT is, see, and I got to figure out what, because I don't remember the last time I watched TNT like regularly, so I gotta remember.
Return of Jedi.
Well, this Wednesday, okay, this Wednesday. This is what's airing from 8 to 10. Well, this is what's airing next Wednesday, and I'm gonna give you the programming. Starting at 5 a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, NCIS New Orleans. Then at 6, the block of programming that has been in the same time slot for the last 500 years, you get not one, not two, but three episodes of Charmed.
Yep.
Followed by 6 episodes of Supernatural. Super.
Yep.
Then at 4 o'clock is Maleficent. 5:30 will be Cinderella. 8, Beauty and the Beast.
Live action.
10 will be a rebroadcast of Maleficent. 12:30 Super 8. And then the TV shows pick up again after that. Now, I would assume that next Wednesday, and let's see here.
And no my guy soldier?
No. So I would assume a movie's going to follow.
No, AEW. That's
I would assume a movie's going to follow AEW.
So what? They lost the rights to Law and Order? They don't show Law and Order no more.
Law and Order's on USA.
No, I'm talking about the regular one. The Jack McCoy Law and Order.
I think that's probably they don't air that anymore. Or they air it some other time, who knows.
I'm offended.
But anyways,
AEW followed by
Revenge of the Nerds.
They gonna show a replay probably during the night.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll show a replay at like 12 midnight or something. So yeah, that's what we're looking at.
So we're on next
we're
Tuesday.
On next Tuesday for 90 minutes. Then we'll be on the air next Wednesday at 10 o'clock for a post show. And then we'll be on the air possibly on Friday with Phil and the crew talking SmackDown.
The premieres of SmackDown.
But this
Hell in a Cell that Sunday.
Hell in a Cell is that Sunday, and we won't do any coverage for that because there's nothing really overly major there. But speaking of Phil and the gang, they will be live this Friday from another round at Sacred Heart Slam. They will be live on location, calling the action from that event there in Queens. So. If you're in the area, go and stop by and say hello to Phil and Choppy and Mike and there's somebody else on that show now. I forgot his name. He holds the microphone like a champagne glass. but anyways, so yeah, so definitely want to tune in to Phil and the Gang this coming Friday for that. But yeah,
so we got an action-packed week.
We got a very action-packed week coming up. I don't know, man. I've said it for weeks now. We're in some unique times. Some really unique times. So I don't know. I really don't know what we're gonna be.
Me either.
What we're gonna see here soon.
All I know is Brock showing up to Hell in a Cell?
I don't know. Maybe. It's possible. It's not out of, there's only, I think, 2 or 3 matches on the card so far.
And they haven't announced if that title is going to be on the line, right?
Well, they haven't said anything, and I would assume that... You know, if
Kofi's gonna be on Raw Monday,
I have a theory. Okay. And I do have 205 Live on in the background because I'm waiting for them to possibly say something. But What do you think about next Friday during the WWE Championship match while Brock Lesnar is beating the hell out of Kofi Kingston? Because you know that that's going to happen. It's going to be a repeat of that Beast in Tokyo event.
The couple Beast of years, in the East.
The Beast in the East event that was several years ago.
On a Saturday morning.
On a Saturday morning. Or Friday morning, whatever it was. It was on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
What if the lights went out and the Fiend attacked Lesnar with the mandible claw?
But I thought the rumor was that the Fiend was gonna beat Seth.
I get that. I get that.
They're gonna do the Seth.
I get that.
They're gonna do him and Brock at Survivor Series.
I get all that. But what would your on paper, what would you think if he did that?
It would be different. But I think Lee had a great idea.
Okay.
That he threw out there, and I'm totally on board with it because it helped. It'll make Brock earn his money. Brock just come in and win both belts. And now he got to be on both shows and be like Becky Lynch. And make him earn his money until WrestleMania. Then he can leave when his contract up. Because right now.
But you know that wouldn't happen.
So he got both belts, and now he shows up half the time he's showing up now.
No, I said earn his money.
So earn his keep.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll come in once a year on SmackDown, once a year on Raw. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And Vince made him.
I don't think it would work.
It worked for Becky.
Yeah, but Becky was an active competitor.
But that's what I'm saying. They make him like her, and he got to show up on both shows. They get the most out of it. What? He got about, 5 months? 6 months left? Just use him until you can't use him no more. That's all I'm saying. Because him winning that belt on SmackDown and not being on SmackDown the next, because the next week is the draft, right?
The week after that, yeah.
Yeah, the next Friday is the draft. So, what are they going to do? Where do you go once you put the belt on him and the Fiend got the belt, so what? Unless you keep it on Seth and Kofi, and then what?
Yeah. By the way, Lacey Evans remained in character.
Lacey Evans.
While getting a speeding ticket in Canada this past week. So, she gets extra points for doing that.
She was in Randy Orton mode.
Yeah. And they talked about it on Raw, by the way.
What's she trying to do? Bend over?
No.
Under her skirt to get out of the ticket?
Let me play the audio. Hold on.
She's a Southern Belle.
Let me see. Here we go. I'll play the audio of it. Here's Lacey Evans in character.
Are you serious right now? That's not a citation, is it?
No, it's a violation ticket for speeding me. It's Lacey, right?
Do you know who I am?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm Lacey Evans, and I do not rate that ticket, so you can go ahead.
Lacey Evans.
WWE superstar, and you should know exactly who I am.
Sorry, ma'am, I don't. So here's the ticket information on the back.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so
you nasty thing. I'll pay the ticket.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Well, you have a terrible day, sir. Canada is terrible, and I can't wait to get back.
Welcome to Edmonton.
Oh, you've got to be kidding this nasty.
There you go.
Oh, because the tie is from Canada.
She was in Edmonton.
She was there.
I get it, but that has nothing to do with it. It just happened to be that this happened. She really did get a ticket.
A speeding ticket?
She got a speeding ticket.
Wow.
And they caught it on WWE cameras.
She recorded it herself.
Oh, okay.
She recorded that 30 seconds that I just played was her recording it.
Right, and then what, she posted it online?
She posted it on her Twitter. And that's it. WWE didn't tweet it or anything.
Poor Lacey and Evan.
Who's that?
Let's take you back to another important moment from Raw last night.
I don't see any dangerous mob.
That seems good to me.
Well, here they come.
A leg time there, boys.
Led by Drake Maverick. Kurt Hawkins, there's the Lucha House Party. Mojo Rawley's out there as well.
Oh, stop talking. When Noah says that, you got it. It's not.
You guys, I'm begging you, please. Please stop chasing us. We can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Truth and I have been on the run, nonstop, trying to capture and regain that 24/7 title for like 4 months.
Don't worry, Carmella. We're going to get out of this mess. My clown friend, he going to give us a balloon ride to Derry, Maine. We're going to hide out there.
Truth, come on. I'm being serious. I'm exhausted. I can't take it anymore. I can't let my guard down for 1 second. It makes me sick. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't live another day like this. I can't do it anymore.
Brilliant!
Wow, Graves, you can finally consummate the 24/7 title!
Too late for that. Oh my god!
Big celebration tonight in San Fran!
Carmella is the new 24/7 champion! Oh, and of course, remember, it has to be defended 24 hours a day, 7 days a week!
Run, Mella!
And here comes part of the women's locker room!
You can come hide at the commentary desk with us if she needs to.
Well, I feel like my life's about to get difficult.
My life's always been difficult.
Get out of here!
Hey, good night to be me.
There you go. Oh, man.
Now, wait a minute. I'm looking. Somebody sent me a video clip. I hope this ain't true. They got video... A surfer homeboy, Wilbur Ross, falling asleep again today?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I saw the video while you guys were talking about something.
Oh, my goodness, yo. See.
You see what happens when old people don't drink? They ain't sure.
You would know.
I mean, surfer, get your
I don't drink insure,
man.
So don't
get
try.
Get your homeboy, man. Get your classmate, man.
Mm-mm.
Get your classmate, man.
Don't put that on me. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
So let me get this straight. These people get paid taxpayer dollars to go sleep on the job.
Yep.
Is what we're doing?
No, they didn't pay taxpayer dollars to rob this country blind.
Like my boy said, don't be a menace. I'm gonna get me a job. I'm gonna work there for a little while, then I'm gonna rob that motherfucker.
Blind.
That's what.
Now,
Wilbur Ross, yo, I'm dead. Yo, I'm
could you imagine if he was snoring?
And this is his boss is up there talking.
I'm sure he.
Yeah, no, ain't that twice now? I mean,
he might lose his job now.
Ain't the second time he done fell asleep.
Right, he about to get replaced by a temporary. Percy.
Well, that's all he's doing is running the temp agency anyway. I wonder who hired and fired more
just
people.
A bunch of seat fillers.
Him, what's Apple One was one of the temp agencies?
Yeah.
Robert Half. I'm just saying, gosh, oh my. They got Wilbur and he knocked out. Ooh, he's sleeping good. You know you're getting it good when you don't even move.
That's right.
Somebody, and then ain't nobody have the audacity to bump and be like, dog, they watch it. those are trifling people, yo.
Man should be in a retirement home.
That's embarrassing, yo. That's still about a granddad on those sleep lights. And this is what y'all want to send to the White House.
Narcoleptic. That's what that's called.
That is, I mean, come on, people. We deserve it. That's embarrassing. And that's at the United Nations, too. You got countries like Wakanda. You know what I'm saying?
Zamunda.
All types of countries looking at us. And we got Wilbur Ross falling asleep. If this administration wasn't embarrassing enough.
No wonder Iran is acting up.
That's why this country. Where is Hogan at? Like, double A, can you play that line,
please? Let me see if I can cue that off. That's why.
We might as well have Vince Russo run this country. Bash at the Beach 2000. Oh my God. Got this country in a shape position.
Oh, man.
Hogan should just get paid to come into place and say that line. He'll make a whole lot of money. That's what need to come on Raw and say next week.
Is this your deal, McMahon?
That's why it's coming in the shit. Those bullshit like this. Oh my God, yo. Can we get, and y'all talking about Rocky, I know we talked about earlier, Rocky getting a sequel. I mean, another sequel. Can we get a Thunder Lips biopic? The rise and fall on Thunder Lips. We need to know his Thunder Lips backstory. That's all I'm saying. There's certain characters in these movies we need to know where they came from. Like, what was Thunder Lips' backstory? The rise and fall of George Washington Duke. Why he not around no more? I made a couple bad investments.
Is George Washington Duke a Trump supporter?
Probably so. He invested in some bad fur coat organization.
I mean, what you call him? You know, you don't hear him promoting boxing anymore, but you see him standing next to Trump with a clown jacket on, holding flags.
Wow, that's why this company's in the damn shape it's in, because of bullshit like this.
I wish I could cap that and call in to some of these right wing radio shows and just play that line.
Russo. Wow. That's why this company's in the damn shape it's in, because of bullshit like this.
Oh, man.
Oh. Somebody walk in the impeachment hearing and say
that. Title shot. If he doesn't make the most of it,
well, yeah.
If you want to get this country an animal.
Exactly.
It's wrestling phrases right now that fit politics. If you want to get this country an animal.
Hey, don't touch me. I've got a fleet of lawyers.
Exactly. VG sounded like a politician. They blow out your ass, O'Hara.
I got guys that can take out your kneecaps.
Oh, man. What about that one where you talk about that cigarette? Fuck it.
Put that cigarette out.
Cigarette out.
That would be Wolf at a press conference.
Oh man, we need a show like that. Wrestling phrases that can fit politics right now in this country. If Hogan walked in that hearing and said that, Your Honor, that's why this country and the shape is in.
Blow it out your ass.
Okay, that's one of my favorite lines from a great John Candy movie.
Oh, blow it out your ass.
Okay. Oh man.
Oh God. And Double A, since you ruined my theory on Family Ties, I'm gonna find another 80s show that didn't have no brothers in it. I'm gonna spend this next week. Cause I'm gonna get you. You're not gonna win.
Okay.
You're not gonna win this one, buddy. I'm just gonna let you know. I'm gonna scour the Hulu archives and Amazon Prime archives, pal. Just letting you know. And the Cory Booker, you need to quit begging for money around here. If people want to give you money, they would have gave it to you. Just need to quit. Everybody meant to be running for president.
Yeah, yeah, y'all think this is. You need to go back to rescuing people from burning buildings.
You need to go back to Newark and save somebody that used to be on this network. His young youth running around.
That's all right. That's unsalvageable. Anyways.
His father ran out on the pursuit of his dream. Called the world's strongest man.
Anyways, you tell Corey me. Booker, go ahead. What were we going to say?
Cory Booker, quit begging. It's not a good look. Just saying. Light skinned man begging for money ain't cool. Just saying. I'm done.
Now you tell me, who produced this commercial?
Friday, October 4th, the superstars come out as SmackDown premieres on Fox.
Whoa, look at that!
Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, Stone Cold Steve Austin, awesome. Becky Lynch, and Brock Lesnar returns to challenge Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. Live from Staples Center, SmackDown's 20th anniversary, sponsored by Progressive, October 4th, only on Fox.
You sound like a Breakfast Club BET production.
That sounded like Fox produced that promo. WWE did not produce that promo, but that's all right. But my goodness.
They in bed together now.
They're in bed together, aren't they?
How long before Terrence Howard show up on the episode?
It's possible. It's very possible. There's not too many other stars on the Fox network.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just, you know, we already know Troy Aikman gonna pop up in the crowd somewhere.
Who?
Joe Buck.
Oh, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, they'll do a... speaking of which, this Friday on Fox, you are going to get the greatest... let me see here. I believe it's the greatest SmackDown moments in history. It's at 8 o'clock. The Miz and Charlotte host. It's a live special, apparently. They will show the greatest SmackDown moments from the past 20 years. This Friday on Fox. Then next Friday at 7:30, and we don't know where this is going to air. We think it's going to air on social media outlets. There's a red carpet special leading into the debut of SmackDown. Maybe during that pre-show, it'll be like you said, Kurt Menefee, Terry Bradshaw,
Howie Long,
Jimmy Johnson. Maybe they'll all be there. So
they'll have Tony Saragusa on the sidelines of the ring.
Oh boy. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Goose, what you got for us?
We'll see what happens this coming Friday. Oh, but there was two things that got the internet in a real... And I was offended. I was offended. Okay? first of all, was Keith Olbermann making fun of Braun Strowman.
What happened?
He apparently, Braun Strowman was in the broadcast booth during a Chicago Cubs game. So here we go. Let's see if we find out here. Boy, Surfer, that couldn't be any louder.
You gotta get some dog food.
What are you eating, Surfer?
You feeding Ubu.
I thought I was near. I'm eating some chips.
All right. Well, anyways, the 40. I missed this 40th anniversary of ESPN thing.
No, ESPN been around for 40 years.
They debuted in 1979. They had they went on the air September 7th, 1979.
Yeah, you know, people laughed when they mentioned a 24-hour sports station. And he laughed at the 24-hour news station.
They laughed at a lot of things, sir. For a 24-hour movie channel? A 24-hour cartoon
channel? Movie channel.
A 24-hour cooking channel?
Movie channels kind of made sense. But people were like, nobody's going to watch news 24 hours a day. And then you got 9/11, and it changed everything.
Surfer. CNN yes. and Fox were all around long before 9/11.
No. I'm not saying that it wasn't before 9/11. I'm saying once 9/11 hit, a lot more people was watching 24-hour news.
I guess. We don't have audio of what Keith Olbermann said, but he said some disparaging remarks about Braun Strowman in the booth. But another thing that happened that was not...
To his face?
Not to his face.
Oh, okay.
But another thing that was very disparaging was... Oh, by the way, Maury Povich has offered his services to the WWE.
To what? Somebody... Oh, you talking about for the Canellis angle?
Canellis Rusev angle. Here's what Maury had to say.
Maria, Mike, Rusev. No need to fight it out in the ring. If you're looking for a paternity test, give us a call.
There you go.
Are you still with Connie? All these,
he's still with Connie Chung.
Yeah, he's never cheated on her. Has he?
That's because he likes eating Chinese every Friday. Anyways. So this is what aired this past weekend during the Vikings game on Fox.
Ray, he's here. Look at him. He's in his mask. It's like a luchador. This is like a Nacho Libre. Ray, he's here. Look.
Do you take offense to that? I do. I think it's disrespectful to Ray, to the profession. To refer to Rey Mysterio, one of the greatest wrestlers ever, as Nacho Libre. Not a good way to start off, Fox. And Fox tweeted that, by the way. Fox tweeted that on social media.
Rey, he's here, look at him. He's in his mask. It's like a luchador. This is like a Nacho Libre.
Ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourself, Fox. Anyways. Right, let me wind things up because, you know, Surfer's eating chips and I don't know where the hell Tony C went. But,
No, I'm not eating no more.
Oh.
I'm here.
Oh, all of you were on mute. It said you guys were on mute.
No. Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, well. Anyways. So, yeah.
It tells you when we're on mute, huh?
Yeah, it tells me when you're on mute, yes.
So Discord snitching.
Yeah, it does.
Takashi snitch.
Yeah.
Takashi snitch.
Discord.
Damn, whistleblowers.
any final thoughts?
I feel violated.
Oh, yeah. Well, You've done worse on the air.
Want to give Discord an animal?
And by the way, happy birthday to the late, great Stevie Ray, and not of Harlem Heat, but of Rant Am Radio lore. Today is his birthday. So
happy birthday, Stevie.
Miss you,
brother.
But yeah, any final thoughts as we wind it up tonight?
Yeah.
Big week next week.
Thoughts and prayers go out to Antonio Brown. He really needs to get his life together.
That's double A, you know, boy, man.
He done blew $40 million in like a month. The brother,
I forgot to talk about her.
Surfer won't take him in because Surfer's you know, afraid that he's going to wake up with his shirt wet.
If you just stay off the kick, he'll still have a job. But,
Then he going after the Mr. Kraft like that. I mean, what has Mr. Kraft ever done to anybody to deserve to be ripped
that lady
Twitter?
Down in Miami?
That's just a legend. And he's going to be totally exonerated and proven that he was down there trying to save these hoes, not use these hoes.
And that's what Antonio was trying to do. But Double A, is the lawsuit still progressing? I know the young lady.
I have not followed up. I have to double check. Maybe I'll check tomorrow.
And the way Antonio Brown talked about that young lady, it was another young lady, the painter, and her kids. That was so disrespectful. He had to bring the kids into it, man. That's very disrespectful.
You know, that's why he's not in the NFL today.
I know, because y'all would have kept him.
When you diddle the children, you pay a heavy cost.
He was okay when he was talking about their mama, but once he brought the kids into the text message, they had to cut him.
No, the only person can mistreat children is our fearless leader.
Okay.
No, your fearless leader, he ain't my leader. He put Will.
Don't let him hear you say that, because you know.
I wonder if they left Will but they'll sleep. You think Double A? Wouldn't that have been funny as hell? We woke up by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
And the thing is empty? Well, you know what? That I fell asleep on the air during the wrestling call-in show and woke up and the show was off the air. So it's not impossible.
Like Wilma Ross, yo.
He wake up, the lights off. He's locked in the room and everything. You see, as Waldo, he's cleaning the carpet and everything. Excuse me, senor.
The vacuum cleaner want to wake him up. What? What's going on?
Could you lift your feet, senor?
Where's everybody?
What day is
it? Well, without sleep.
Hey, mister. You've been asleep for a long time.
What did they let his ass sleep there for a couple of days? He woke up Thursday.
Ah, shit. I'm going to be late for a meeting on Wednesday. It's Thursday, mister.
Anybody see
he goes in the bathroom. He wondering why Vladimir Putin is standing there with his men. Because Trump didn't invite him over.
Exactly.
It'd be like Back to the Future, man.
What day is it? Thursday. I've been sleeping that long. Because you know you old like that. You sleep for a minute. We've been knocked out. Pants right looking at. Look at Wilbur. See, that's why he can't have no brothers in the administration.
They probably drawing images on the top of his head every day.
Exactly. We've been like, look at that motherfucker, Wilbur.
Putting straws up his nose.
How the hell he come to work and go to sleep? He Ain't this about it, man? I tell you what, we're gonna leave him right here asleep.
Don't wake him up. Don't wake him
don't
up.
Don't wake him up.
Put some whipped cream in his hands.
Shaving cream in his hands. Start playing around.
They dip his hand in hot water.
You ain't got to do that.
Come on now. He'll go right through his depends if you do that.
Scam. He'll piss on himself.
Mr. Rose. What?
They'd be in there changing his depends. They'd be like, it's not my turn.
Jeez, Wilbur, you smell like piss.
Ain't nobody changing my diaper today. Hey, Esther. Hey, Esther.
Meester, the senior bus is here. Wake up.
I want you to be my grandson.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Hey, little boy, where's your mom? Man, hey, Toots. Yeah, thanks, Toots. Thanks for nothing.
So, Lee's asking, why should he care about Ray versus Seth Rollins?
The same reason y'all cared about Cena versus Ray 8 years ago.
I think Dominic's going to turn on Ray.
8 years ago, Rey Mysterio got a title, defended his title on Raw.
And so you're Dominic gonna say, I miss my daddy Eddie?
No, he'll say something else. But
well, we done had custody on the pole match and the ladder match. So yeah, that's not about right, sir. You're right. I forgot all about him. Lee, you should care because it's the season premiere of Monday Night Raw.
And there's pyro.
Exactly. And you never know. And Ric Flair going to be there, one of your favorite wrestlers.
There's going to be a lot of geriatrics in the ring at the same time.
The same bras that have been following the horsemen for 20 years. And I sent Double A and Lee and Phil a video of the bras that Ric Flair that used to be hollering Slick Rick.
So who does the Fiend take out? Ric Flair or Hulk Hogan on Monday?
Maybe both.
Neither one.
Maybe Hogan.
Why would he touch Hogan?
Because Hogan still got to pay the price for saying racial sensitive words on tape.
Exactly. Remember who his baby mama is. His baby mama got a little bit of chocolate in the coffee.
Oh, he got him a sister now, too?
Who, Bray?
Oh, you talking about Bray. I thought you were talking about Hogan.
No, Hogan's daughter. Brooke.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man.
How are his career going?
Double-edged Dark Journey still alive?
Yes, she is.
We need to do a... I want to know if Flair hit it.
I'm sure he did.
Think she got an illegitimate Flair baby running around?
Who knows? There's probably a lot of Flair kids running around.
Can you imagine little Flair kids going, woo, 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 woo.
A lot of kids.
Mama, I want to see my daddy.
I don't know who your daddy is. What do you mean? Woo. You don't know who my daddy is.
I don't know what that is, Mom. I've been saying where. Now,
could you imagine?
I scout this world, and I've spent more money on spilt
milk.
Similac.
Can you imagine a little girl getting Charlotte's autograph and look just like her?
But she's dark skin. They gotta be a black Flair baby somewhere. Hidden somewhere.
He's supposed to have been with Halle Berry, right?
In the back.
According to him.
He said he been with Janet Jackson, too. This is a promo where he's saying he was with Janet Jackson. I was hanging with Janet Jackson.
Yeah, that I don't believe. I mean, look, she's had some questionable men, namely Jermaine Dupri. But she's always been like with one guy at a time, so she had that one guy that, you know, she wouldn't admit to being married to.
Who, the Mars brother?
No, after him.
Listen.
No, they got married. And then they got the marriage annulled. But that is supposed to be whether they have a child or not.
We need to find someone, who can we put on the case?
To find some of Ric Flair's illegitimate
children? I just want to know.
Bastards.
Illegitimate black child. That's it.
Find all the bastards' children?
He's the one saying he was slaying all up and down I-95. The whole Great American Bash Tour. If it's wrong up for Virginia.
That's why. That's why I drive. Well, what is it? Hold on. That's why I play on a big playground on the big side of town.
The whole, you think him and Dusty ain't leave nothing between all them stops?
I'm sure. Maybe not so much Dusty, but definitely Flair.
Dusty might have them.
He might have a couple.
Cody like sisters.
Might have a couple, but
Flair does.
Is that the Cuban side that like the sisters?
I think so, because Cody is a little bit of Cuban. Has a little Cuban in
him. Oh, his mama's a Cuban?
His mama is part Cuban.
Oh, okay. See, now we're getting to somewhere.
Yeah, because she's from Tampa, and Tampa is a huge Cuban community. Huge.
See, his mom from Hillsborough County?
Yep.
Dusty was down here?
Dusty was born, the American Dream was born in Tampa in 1970-something when he turned on Gary Hart and became the American Dream.
So, and Dusty let his son get corrupted by Alexandria York.
Oh, I'm trying to think. That'd be funny.
That's the real angle.
So does Cody's wife have a position in the company?
Yeah, she's vice president of something or other.
It's a real position, or just
it's a real position. Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Brandi Rhodes are all vice presidents of the company.
Have you seen how she looked? Does she need a position? The only position I have
she's bad as hell.
Her, Cody and Brandi are trying to be
Stephanie and
Triple H. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, but whatever. Anyways, this coming Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at Sacred Heart Slam. They'll be calling the action. So you definitely want to tune into that. Next week, the Shining Wizards will be live at 7. This program live at 9 with an abbreviated program recapping what happened at the season premiere of Monday Night Raw. Then we will be on the air the next night on Wednesday at 10 p.m. recapping what happened during AEW and NXT. Then the following Friday, specifics on what will air at 9, I don't know. Probably the show will not hit the air until after SmackDown goes off the air, whether it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks or this program, that's up in the air. But more than likely, we will be a part of it regardless. And that's that. So we got a busy week coming up here. So stay with Rant AM Radio. Stay with the network. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all the show's social media platforms. We'll be bringing you late-breaking news as it happens, because next week there's going to be a lot of breaking news. Be prepared. Be prepared. Any final thoughts from you guys?
Woo! Nope.
Surfer? I guess not. With that said...
Hold on, no, I was unmuting myself. Listen, I'm going to go back to this. You have to see this Rambo movie to believe it.
Oh, God.
God, did you say La Rambo?
If it, look, No, I said rim. If you listen, if you can just see the end, if you can just see the finale with the vowel.
I think you got. You must have points in the movie. Why would you be pushing? Why would you be pushing something so ridiculous?
Because it has to be seen. I'm telling you.
Well,
you just can't believe.
I'll wait till it's on the Paramount Network.
Can we get an Action Jackson sequel? I know it had been some, a whole bunch of years, and you know, Bandit and gone.
You just want to see Craig T. Nelson and Carl Weathers reunite.
Well, he killed Carl. He killed Craig.
Well, himself. He could come back from the dead.
Oh
yeah, that's true.
If you got a 4DX theater near you, you're supposed to be showing The Matrix this Friday.
Whoop-de-doo.
Red or blue pill? What would you do?
Neither. I saw the original, and that was it. I was good. That was good, and it was enough for me.
I saw the first one, got tricked into seeing the second one by a chick, and left it alone after that. The third one wouldn't go get me.
Yeah, I don't think I think I've seen bits and pieces of the second one.
Well, they want to try to. They're doing a sequel or a remake or some shit like that.
Well, we know you going.
No, listen. They talking about bringing back everybody but Lawrence Fishburne.
It is fashionable now to just remake everything.
How do you bring back the one character who didn't die, but you bring back characters who did die?
Because he's an old man on Blackish.
That's right. He's Pops.
Why not just remake Boys in the Hood?
Keanu Reeves is an old man too.
Or do a sequel.
Boys in the Hood Part 2.
Yeah.
We made it.
Furious still giving advice there in Compton. He hasn't left that damn house.
Doughboy just getting out of jail.
Furious lives.
No, Doughboy got killed. In
Yeah, he got killed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
What do you mean he got killed?
He got killed.
Do Boys in the Hood Part 2, and then you got...
No, Doughboy didn't get killed. He went to jail.
Doughboy got killed.
Doughboy got killed.
What does it say Doughboy got killed?
He was walking back across the street and he evaporated.
They said it was Doughboy buried Ricky the next week. Ricky or Doughboy saw Ricky buried. 2 weeks later, he was murdered.
Yep.
I don't remember seeing that, but okay.
So Brenda got no kids except Ricky's
her grandson.
Her grandson and Ricky's woman.
And this is the illegitimate child that Doughboy left behind.
I'd rather see what happened
O'Shea to Ricky. Jackson Jr.
I want to see what happened to Ricky's son instead.
Yep. And see if Brenda moved out the house.
Oh, he gets to actually have a football career.
And if that woman ever fried that fish.
His mom, the baby.
Now, Ricky's son gets to actually have a football career.
Mm-hmm. And then that same recruiter come back 20 plus years
wants
later.
Wants to recruit the baby, exactly.
Man, y'all give out scholarships to SC? Yeah. What do you do? I play baseball.
He makes it in the NFL and plays for the crappy Miami Dolphins.
Well, his daddy made it already to the NFL and played for the Giants. Didn't you see the best man? That was continuation.
Yep. Yeah, he retired. His wife died.
There you go.
Well, here we go.
And now it's the son's story.
Well, with that, now that Surfer's going to have to go and watch Boys in the Hood to confirm whether or not Doughboy was dead or not. Anyways, with that said,
Boys in the Hood 2, the Lil Chris Chronicles.
That's right.
I'll take you off the air, Tony C.
And Boys in the Hood 2, Furious Revenge. What you think, Double A?
Yeah, we could do something with that.
Boys in the Hood 2, Brandy's Got a Baby. Oh, that's it right there.
How come we never get that crossover movie with characters from Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society?
Well, I want to see a crossover of Boys in the Hood and Friday.
He's there. Isaiah along Brenda Ford.
Exactly. And Big Perb driving around.
Who is this crackhead on my porch? All right. That is.
Oh, man, with
oh
that.
Oh, my God. First, oh, yeah, and that same skinny dude, my mom, the same skinny dude from Family Matters, he's going to steal Ricky's son.
Yeah.
He's still. Yo, Chris, get a little nigga's ball back. He's still stealing balls.
Okay, all right. For everybody in the chat room, for everybody listening live, for Tony C, Surfer, I'm Double A.
Got no money by 100 balls.
We'll see y'all next week for another edition of The Rant. Have a good night, everybody. Wrong drop. 'Why the hell didn't this play now? Wait a minute. Let's try that again.
Brenda said it didn't want to play.
Have a good night, everybody. No, that's not the one I wanted. Where's the one I wanted to play? No, that's not it. Nope. That's, there we go. All right. Dan, did you see, by the way, that they're moving Saved by the Bell to like a 3 or 4 hour block at 7 a.m. on Sundays?
On what channel?
MeTV.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. All right, have a good night, everybody.
Gonna stop to the top.